So the World Economic Forum's meeting over there in Davos, Switzerland. They've taken over the little ski town over there. And all the jets have flown in, and you know, their carbon footprints are pretty large, but us little peons, they want us to drive little electric vehicles and charge them on either a solar panel or a wind farm and eat the bugs. This new Argentinian president, he kind of follows in the footsteps of Mises, Rothbard, and Hayek, Austrian economics. He went in and gave a speech to the World Economic Forum. Now this thing's about 22-25 minutes long. Probably one of the best speeches I've ever heard a leader of a country give. And it's how socialism destroys societies, makes us poor.
And neo-Marxists have managed to co-opt the common sense of the Western world. They achieved this through the appropriation of the media, culture, universities, and yes, even international organizations. The final case is very serious, as it involves institutions with huge influence on the political and economic decisions of the countries in these multilateral organizations. Fortunately, more of us dare to raise our voices, as we see that if we don't confront these ideas head on, the only possible destiny is more state, more regulation, more socialism, more poverty, less freedom, and consequently, a worse quality of life. Unfortunately, the West has already started down this path. To many, it may sound ridiculous to suggest that the West has embraced socialism, but this view is only ridiculous if one limits themselves to the traditional economic definition of socialism, which states that it is an economic system where the state owns the means of production. In my opinion, this definition needs to be updated to reflect the current circumstances from my perspective. Today, states don't need to control means of production to control every aspect of individuals' lives. With tools such as monetary issuance, debt, subsidies, interest rate control, price controls, and regulations to correct alleged market failures, they can control the destinies of millions of human beings. This is how we have reached the point where, with different names or forms, good parts of the politically accepted offers in most Western countries are generally collectivist variants. Whether they openly declare themselves as communists, fascists, Nazis, socialists, social democrats, national socialists, Christian democrats, Keynesians, neo-Keynesians, progressives, populists, nationalists, or globalists. In the end, there are no substantive differences. Everyone argues that the state should control all aspects of individuals' lives. All define a model contrary to the one that led humanity to the most spectacular progress in its history. We are here today to extend an invitation to the other Western countries to resume the path towards prosperity, economic freedom, limited government, and unrestricted respect for private property are vital for economic growth. The impoverishment that collectivism produces is not a fantasy, nor is it fatalism. It is a reality that Argentinians have known very well for at least 100 years. Because we have already experienced it, we have already gone through this. Because as I said before, since we decided to abandon the model of freedom that had made us rich, we are trapped in a downward spiral where we are getting poorer every day. If measures are adopted that hinder the free functioning of markets, free competition, free price systems, if trade is hindered, if private property is attacked, the only possible destination is poverty. Don't be intimidated by the political caste or the parasites who live off the state. Don't yield to a political class that only wants to prolong its power and preserve its privileges. You are social benefactors. You are heroes. You are the creators of the most extraordinary era of prosperity we have ever experienced. Don't let anyone say ambition is immoral. If you earn money, it's because you provide a superior product, better price, contributing to well-being. Do not yield to the advance of the state. The state is not the solution. The state is the problem itself. You are the true protagonists of this story, and know that from today, you have Argentina as an unconditional ally. Thank you very much, and long live freedom, damn it.
And interesting enough, anybody who's paying attention here in America, we're damn socialist. And look at the $34 trillion worth of debt. Look at the militarism. Look at the welfare and all these entitlement programs and government orders everything. Manipulates markets, picks winners and losers. We are socialist. We're not libertarians, liberty. We're not that. We're anything but that. All that's a fantasy. You know, when you put your hand over your heart and you pledge allegiance to this thing, what are you pledging allegiance to? A socialist / fascist corporate entity called the state? Or is it about freedom and liberty? Lay speech is important. Now, old Klaus Schwab right here, oh, don't you mess with no, the libertarians want to tear down the system, y'all.
You have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. So fixing the present system is not enough. Now, there is, of course, a anti-system, which is called libertarianism, which means to tear down everything which creates some kind of influence of government into private lives. It's dismantling the system.
That's the way old class is. That's the way most governments are. You see now where they're fighting against misinformation and disinformation, and that's the most important thing. We got to build back trust. The Build Back Better program didn't work too good. Lockdowns didn't work too good. Oh yeah, we got a lot of people fooled into taking these here medical interventions. You know, got people dropping off the face of the planet left and right. Young people, old people, everybody. All cause mortalities up 8, 10, 12% around the world. Anywhere these medical interventions were well accepted. So, it's interesting how the ideas of liberty are spreading. Here in our local county, they're spreading here too. You can see it in the way people talk, the way they comment on Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. All this pressure these socialists have put on over the last 3 or 4 years has awakened a sleeping beast. At least the people that were lightly sleeping weren't completely dumbed down through the education system and university system where Marxism is taught. What's going to happen? We see We see the clown show coming. There was a lot of people talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. yeah. Turns out this boy, he was involved with the medical interventions, and he's run many a scam. David Martin tells you that right here.
All of this fight about who is going to win the horse race to get to the vaccine was happening 1-2 years before the pandemic. So we didn't even have to guess who the winner was going to be. We knew that Moderna and BioNTech were the inside runners. We knew they were going to get the contracts from what ultimately became Operation Warp Speed. These were things that were foregone conclusions, and you knew who the people were because they were already fighting over who was going to win. So they lied to Congress about the patents that the CDC, NIH, and its funded entities had. They lied to Congress about whether they had a relationship with Acuitas and Arbutus, which conveniently are Canadian firms, which made nothing but copious profits on the back of, I don't know, a thing that accidentally came into being. And by the way, we have a presidential candidate, Vivek, right now, is the guy who funded Arbutus and Acuitas. So we have a Republican candidate for president who is using for his campaign money he made on his not so publicly disclosed interests in every shot that was delivered. I wonder how that would play if, I don't know, somebody at a town hall would ask an inconvenient question like, hey, Vivek, tell us about the money you made on the back of Arbutus and Acuitas Pharmaceuticals. Why don't we actually have that conversation? Well, we don't have that conversation because the public is, number one, uninformed. And when it is informed, they are too incredulous to believe that the things I just said happen to be true.
So Vivek Pastrami, Ramaswamy, whatever, he's a bullshitter. Just like Trump. Just like Sleepy Joe used to be. Sleepy Joe can't even remember where he's at anymore. Then you got Nuki Haley. She wants to nuke everybody, and hell, she's being paid by the military industrial complex and the Marxists, the left wing of the two birds of prey, Republicans and Democrats.
And this is Nikki Haley's official account. Thank you, Bill Gates, for donating billions of dollars to construct factories that will manufacture the 7 most promising vaccines. This will keep us from losing any time as potential vaccines move through the clinical trial process. Isn't that great? You know, Bill Gates, she saw Bill Gates as a benefactor. Is she really that stupid? Is she really that stupid? See, I don't think Nikki Haley is stupid. I don't think that Trump is stupid. I think they're evil. I think they're traitors. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah, thank you for giving billions of dollars and expecting nothing at all out of it. Does she not know about the ID 2020, or which I've got to know your name, she says. Does she not know about the immunization agenda 2030 of Bill Gates, or everybody everywhere, every vaccine, every age?
But liberty, real liberty, has nothing to do with the state. Real liberty is the antithesis of the state. The state offers you safety and security at a cost. Cost of your freedom, your liberty, and that of your kids. Real freedom is not dangerous as such. As long as you know what real liberty is, real freedom is, and a society that understands what it is and is ready to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So if you're going to leave something to your children, leave freedom. It's about time we stand up and take on the hard knocks. Take on this system. And yes, tear down this system. Freedom is more important than safety and security. It's something else to think about. What's more important to you? Till next time. Peace.
Do not yield to the advance of the state. The state is not the solution. The state is the problem itself. You are the true protagonists of this story, and know that from today, you have Argentina as an unconditional ally. Thank you very much, and long life freedom, dammit.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?